Oh, you know what day it is. You definitely know what time it is. You definitely know the move. It's Thursday, and it's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're continuing our series entitled, Go. And I don't want you to miss a moment of today's episode. It's going to be one of those, so buckle up. So you know what's about to be said next. You know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in. Let's get to work. See you in a minute. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. I don't know about you. It's been a whirlwind of a week, but I am so glad we are pushing to the finish line of this week and going into what I believe is going to be an amazing weekend. Grateful that you're joining me today. Thank you for your response and your support of the episode on Tuesday. I hope that I said something that really spoke to you. I hope that I said something that caused you to want to get out of the pit that you've been pushed in, or you've even pushed yourself in, or because so many times in our lives we find ourselves in a pit that we don't feel that we're going to get out of. And so that was what that episode was about, was getting out of the pit that we oftentimes push ourselves in, as well as those that we get pushed in by other people. And so thank you for your support of the pit and this series that we've been started last week called Go. Thank you for your support of that. And today's episode is absolutely no different. It's one of those episodes today. So just buckle up. If you haven't seen any of the posts and advertisements and promotions for the podcast today or this particular episode, today's one of those episodes that may trigger you. It may cause you to reminisce. It may cause you to look back at your life and say, listen, I got a testimony. I can truly say that I've been blessed to get out of this situation. So we're gonna get rocking in just a minute. Hey, if it's your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope that I say something in these next few moments that speaks to your struggle, speaks to your storm, speaks to your situation. We strive to be three things on the 2-2 Podcast. That's authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of this show, that I say something that causes you to have to build your strength, build your courage, build your faith, to withstand any storm that you are in, to withstand any, to jump over any obstacle, and will jump over any hurdle in front of you, to remove any obstacle that's in front of you, to tell any mountain that is in the way of your purpose and your destiny to move. I pray that I do that in these next few moments. But again, thank you for joining me. Welcome and welcome back to my first time in a long time listeners. All right, let's get to work. So you may not be able to see it. I have a box in my hand. You can hear it. You didn't realize we were going to be doing Foley type stuff, soundstage type stuff on the 2-2 podcast, but anything is possible on this show. But in my hand right now is a box. It's in this case, it's a shoe box. The thing about boxes is, you know, we use them when we're moving. We use them to put in, we use boxes for leftovers. We use boxes to put our shoes in. We've gone, and a lot of us have graduated from keeping our tennis shoes and our dress shoes and our, and for my ladies, the heels and the nice boots and the sparkly, whatever. A lot of us have graduated from keeping them in shoe boxes to now going to the Container Store and getting those drop front boxes, those boxes with the drawers in front of them. That way we can see what type of shoes we have. We can neatly put them in an area without them being all over the place. We use boxes when we use boxes to put some of our effects in. We use boxes for to trap animals from time to time. If we don't want to, if we want to trap them in a humane way, we use boxes for a lot of things. Boxes are part of our everyday life. But I don't want to talk about those type of boxes. And of course, again, I still have this box in my hand. I don't want to talk about a box that you put shoes in. I don't want to talk about a box that you put leftovers in. I don't want to talk about a moving a box where you're putting stuff in when you're moving or when you're trying to store Christmas lights. I'm not talking about that type of box today. I'm talking about the box that we oftentimes get, oftentimes are in. Ourselves, those boxes that we get put in by other people that are uncomfortable with who we are. I want to talk about those type of boxes. As I was researching for this episode, I read a quote, and it really fits what I'm talking about today and what we're discussing. And today, just, you know, lock in. Let's roll. Let's just have a talk. I read a quote, and it basically said, people put things in boxes when they don't know what to do with them. I'm going to say that again for somebody who needs to understand what's going on right now. I'm going to say it again. The quote said, people put things in boxes when they don't know what to do with what's inside. They don't know what to do with whatever they're putting in this box. They don't know what they put things in boxes when they don't know what to do with it. Does that sound like somebody right now who can say that they've come out of a situation similar to this? And if you're thinking we're talking about Christmas lights in this moment, yeah, we're not. We're talking about your life right now. We're talking about you personally right now. We're talking about me personally right now. We're talking about each other in this moment. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been around people that put you in a box because, frankly, they don't know what to do with you? We put people in boxes when we don't know what to do with them. We put people in boxes when we can't handle who they are. We put people in boxes when we are uncomfortable with people living their truth. We try to put them in a box. And here, you know, I had a conversation about this last night. We were talking about another word for a box is a container. Uh-oh. Speak to him, Stevens. I think I will talk to him. Stevens, I think I will. Let's get real. Another word for a box is a container. A container. So many times. And before we go any further with that, another word for box is container. The first part of that word is contain. For those of you who know what the word contain means, is to control, to control something, to keep something in a bubble. And we're not talking about the NBA. We're talking about keeping something in a bubble. Webster's dictionary defines the word contain in two ways. And I haven't done a definition in so long. I haven't done key terms in so long. It's due season for one today. But the word contain is defined in two ways: to have or hold someone or something within, to control or restrain. You have been told to contain your emotions. You've been told to control how you feel. You've been told to control and contain how you act and how you move. You've been told, and a lot of times, and sometimes we're told that because we're acting in an adverse way that's unhealthy and detrimental. But I'm talking about those times where you finally get a hold of your emotions, when you finally get a hold of how you feel, when you finally get a hold of a situation and you finally tell people how you feel in that moment, and they can't handle who you are in that moment. Maybe I'm talking about myself in this moment, but I told you this was one of those episodes where you finally learn how to use your voice and people can't handle it. So they tell you, and they try to tell you to calm down. Try to tell you that how you feel is unjustified. It's not necessary to feel that way. They don't know the storms that you've been through. They don't know the battles that you faced. They don't know what you had to go through to get to that point where you were strong enough to use your voice. I'm speaking to somebody right now that right now is dealing with the battle of being contained, the battle of being put in a box, the battle of trying to get out of a box that people have put them in. I'm talking to somebody right now who's dealing with having to finally know, dealing with finally feeling how they feel and saying enough is enough with this. Saying that I've held it in too long. I've allowed people to tell me to hold in how I feel for too long, and it's caused me more strife than good. It's caused me some more unhealthy situations than good. It's caused me to push away people in my life that are supposed to be in my life. It has caused me to push some opportunities away. It has caused me to keep my feelings to myself, when in all actuality, I gotta say this thing. I gotta let this go. I gotta let it all hang out, because I'm tired of feeling the way that I feel. I'm tired of putting my emotions in a box. I'm tired of putting my mental state in a box. I'm tired of being told how to feel by people who have no feeling whatsoever. I'm speaking to somebody right now who has been told how to feel by somebody who has no feeling, who acts like they haven't been through a storm, who acts like they're numb to every situation that they're going through at the moment. Speaking to somebody right now that's dealing with that. And in so many times, people put us in a box because they can't handle the changes that we've made in our lives. We're not moving the same. We're not talking the same. We're not trying to go out. We're not trying to do certain things. We're not trying to be around certain people. We're trying to hold ourselves to a standard. We're trying to raise the standard in our lives. We're trying to break generational curses. And when you're in that process of trying to break a generational curse and make a difference in your life and make a change in your life, there will be people that oppose it. There will be people that have that are upset about this. There will be people in our lives that will be absolutely angry and throw shade and tell jokes that ain't jokes. What happens when the jokes aren't jokes anymore? What happens when the jokes when the jokes aren't jokes, but they're shade masked in a joke? Because people don't like who you are. People don't like you when you're in the, when you're in a process of getting out of a place that you dwelled in for years and years and years. I'm telling you right now, I'm going through that journey as we speak, where I'm trying to break that, where I've broken the chains of imposter syndrome, where I've broken the chains of of not feeling like I'm enough. I've broken the chains of feeling like I'm inadequate. Broken the chains of holding and suppressing emotions that shouldn't be held. I'm in the process right now, and I've broken some chains with some chains that still need to be broken. And there are people around us that can't handle our broken chains. There are people around us that can't handle our broken chains, and that will put us in the box. And we, if we're not strong enough, if we're not strong enough, if we're not discerning enough, if we're not there enough, we will assume and think that people that put us in a box are doing the right thing. People that try to contain us are doing it for our good. We got to understand that boxes, the boxes that we put are put in, are masked as safe, but in all actuality, those boxes aren't safe. Those boxes are meant to suffocate us, to suffocate our purpose, to suffocate our progress. Have you ever got a container, those big containers, for those of you who went away for college? Or if you went to a big school here, big school in your city, and you had to use those big plastic containers, there's a sticker on that container that tells you to please be careful with that type of box around kids. It's a suffocation hazard. If you think I'm just talking about a plastic moving container, I'm talking to somebody right now who has been put in a box. And they've been put in there for their dreams, and their dreams have been close to suffocation. Their purpose has been close to being suffocated. It's been that type of journey for them. And for a long time, they weren't strong enough to know that being put in that box was not healthy. We need to understand that people won't be able to handle who we are as we go through this journey to being better, greater, stronger, being healed, being restored. There are people around us that can't handle it. And allow me to quote a scripture that I hold to my heart. A great opportunity to do a great work is in front of me, and there will be opposition. I'm going to stay here. I won't stay in that box, but I'm going to stay in a place where progression can happen. I'm going to stay in a place where my purpose can flourish. I'm going to stay in a place because a great opportunity to do a great work, a great opportunity to change, a great opportunity to get healed, a great opportunity to be restored for the first time ever is in front of me. And you know what? In the midst of it, I'm aware that there is opposition. I'm aware that there are people that want me to play it safe. I'm aware that there are people in front of me and people around me that act like they like me. But in all hindsight and actuality, they're having conversations about you. And the conversations that they're having, and this is not to make anybody paranoid about the people around them. This is not to make people cut everybody off and see who's loyal to them. No, this is not one of those situations. I don't encourage you to do that. But there are people around you that smile in your face, that feign like they're positive, like they're excited about what you do. They feign their support. It's feigned support. But when you're not away from them, and you're not sending them a text message, and you're not contacting them, they're having a conversation about you. You're on their mind. But most of the conversation, if not all the conversation, and again, this is not to create paranoia, but as the OJ said, they smile in your face. All the while they want to take your place. They're backstabbers. They're shiftless, shady, jealous types of people. Who act like they support you, but they want to keep you in a box that's comfortable for them. One of my best friends put a quote up last night. And it said that people will leave you because they can only, and this is a paraphrase, people will leave you because they only want you in an unhealed state. Talk to him again, Stephen. Let me say that again for somebody right now that is in that place. It said that people will leave your life because they only want to be around you in an unhealed state. Have you ever had people that only wanted to be around you when you were damaged? You were broken. And not in a supportive, prayerful, advocating type of way. Not in a way to hold you accountable, to make sure you're being, you're getting the healing and doing the necessary things and being consistent. But they only wanted to be around you because that damaged, broken, hurting side of you fit their box. Here's that box again. A damaged, broken, hurting version of you fit their box. But oh, when you decided that enough was enough, people left your life. Because it didn't fit their box. It's time to do a few things. It's time to acknowledge that you've been put in a box to be contained. You've allowed yourself to stay. And that you can't stay there any longer. You got to confront that situation. You got to confront that place that you have to confront that place that you're in. And say, I don't belong in this space. And I will not remain in this space. Isn't it about time you say to yourself, no more boxes? Isn't it about time you say to yourself, I will not be contained. My healing will not be contained. Who I am will not be contained. I can't stay in this place because of somebody's level of comfort isn't matched up with who I am today. I can't stay in this place because somebody doesn't like my broken chains. I can't stay here because I made a strong decision to break some generational curses in my life. It's not my fault that people can't handle my, it's not my fault that I've made a decision. I made a choice to not be damaged, to not be hurt, to not walk in a realm of pain. To not walk in a realm of bitterness. To not walk in a realm where gossip is paramount. And slander is paramount. And throwing shade at people is the reason why we get together. And the reason why we're around each other. It's not my fault that people can't handle my decision to not be negative anymore. No more boxes. I will not sit in this place because I decided to get healed and to get in touch with my emotions. And now I see everything. Everything that I was oblivious to or feigned obliviousness to. I see it now. I see why people told me, be careful with that. Be careful around them. I see now why people said, take care of yourself. Watch who the company that you keep. Watch the people that you're around. Watch the words that are spoken on your life. Because just because they say a positive word or a positive affirmation in your life doesn't mean. Here it is. That they mean what they say. You got to watch the boxes that you're put in based on the words that people say and the actions that people have. You got to watch the boxes that you put in because of other people's words and actions. And you have to watch the boxes that you put in simply because you don't deserve to be in people's uncomfortable situations. You don't deserve to be around people who don't like you for you. They don't like you for who you are and who you have became and who and the healing that you've gone through. They don't like you. They like you when you're broken. Because in your brokenness, you're not thinking about getting out of that situation. Not right away. Your fear, oftentimes we can be fearful. We lose faith, and we're filled with doubt when we're broken. But it takes somebody to say, I know I'm broken. I know I've been damaged. I know I got scars. I know I've got scrapes. I know I've got bumps and bruises. I understand that. I know life is beating me up. But I refuse to stay in this box where my cuts don't heal and my bruises don't go down. If I got to wear Band-Aids for a little bit, if I got to wear gall, if I got to wear some things for a little bit, if I got to hobble around, I'm going to hobble out of this box because I refuse to stay here. If I got to limp, if I got to crawl out of this box, then so be it. But I'm here to announce to somebody, and I want you to say it to yourself as you go into this weekend. Three words. No more boxes.